8 couples were killed on Lover's Lane. Was this the work of the Monster of Florence, or was it the Zodiac Killer the entire time?
Ooh. Between the years 1968 and 1985, a serial killer was killing couples across Tuscany. He took the lives of 8 couples, totaling to 16 people. These couples were targeted for engaging in sexual activity in remote areas. The first couple were murdered on August 21st, 1968. It was 29-year-old Antonio Lobianco and his 32-year-old sister-in-law, Barbara Locci. They were shot with a handgun insignia and were murdered in their car. Barbara's 6-year-old son, Natalino, was in the back of the car when it happened. When he woke up, he ran at a house at 2 a.m, around 2 kilometers away from the car, and knocked on the door, shouting, "Let me in, I'm sleepy, and my daddy is sick in bed. Then you have to drive me home because my mother and my uncle are dead in their car." When questioned by the police, he had told them that he ran alone to the house. Naturally, the first suspect was the husband. At this point, Natalino told the police that his father was there with him on the night, and that's how he managed to run 2 kilometers to the house. And so, Barbara's husband, Stefano Mele, was suspected, with his motive being jealousy, and sentenced to 18 years imprisonment, but only spent 6 years in prison. However, whilst he was detained, on September 15th, 1974, another couple was also shot whilst engaging in sexual activity in his Fiat. The couple was bartender Pascal Gentilcore and Stefania Patini. Stefania was stabbed 96 times and she was mutilated. The couple were known to be happy and easygoing, but days leading up to their murder, they were behaving in an extremely tense manner. When asked what was wrong, she claimed that a man had followed her during a driving lesson, and she had seen the same man earlier that evening. It was after this that the couple left the club and drove to Lover's Lane. There was another couple who were engaged and were also busy in their car when the Monster of Florence killed them. On June 6, 1981, Giovanni Foggi and Carmelo De Nuccio were shot and stabbed. This was the first time the Monster of Florence did something new, as if to be experimenting. He pulled up Camilla's skirt and cut off her pubic area with a knife and took it with him. Before the murders had been officially published, a man called Enzo was caught talking about the bodies, and so the police quickly arrested him and put him in jail for 3 months before he was cleared.
Could you imagine, Chip, being the husband that is being vilified as this jealous husband? I mean, obviously, you would be pretty pissed off if your wife
was... It's not looking good.
Bro, he spent 6 years falsely accused in prison. I would go nuts. Do you even get... I'm pretty sure you get some money for that, but it's never as much as you should.
You gotta be compensating. Put a couple M's in my boy's account.
Oh, bro, we need more than a couple M's. This is 6 years.
I'm considering inflation. This is in the 80s, 60s and 80s.
Sorry,
so
Chip,
I'm thinking, you know, I did my numbers.
Yeah, you crunched them.
I'm gonna crunch numbers. I wanna give him, in today's money, I wanted to give him 12 mil.
All right, interesting. I'm not too sure if he even got anything close to
that. That's 2 mil for a year of his life. He was never going to make that anyway. Or maybe he was, but either way.
Yeah.
I think that's good money.
All right, okay. So, would you go to prison for 6 years if you came out with 12 mil at the end?
Wow, no, because I really enjoy my life.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, let's be real though for a second. It is a little bit suspicious, just a little bit, that this fella named Enzo was chatting about the deaths and he knew a bit more than he should have done. Don't get me wrong, words travel fast. I'm sure there are rumors, people speak about things. NDAs probably back then weren't as serious as they are now.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit suspicious that he was chatting all that. I mean, he did go to jail for 3 months.
He got cleared though. So I do think it was a case of he was talking to maybe a mate or a mate's cousin's dad or something like that. You know, it's through the grapevine and he's heard and he's maybe said something about it and they've gone, "You should know about that because we haven't we haven't publicly released it.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean people don't talk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So yeah, again, what I mean, they're not doing a great job here. First guy was in for 6 years, then we got another guy in for 3 months, and he was cleared. It's not looking great. Now, before we continue, we have to give a shout out to our sponsor for today's mystery, which is BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys have ever gone through something called therapy, but my gosh, it is a fantastic experience.
Amen.
There is nothing quite like problem solving, but then you yourself finding the solution to your problem, mm-hmm. right? And that's what therapy allows you to do. It allows you to speak to other people, even if you think you can deal with things yourself. Nothing beats just talking about things and having someone else to speak to, and that's where BetterHelp comes in. It is affordable, it is quick, and it is easy to get involved in. Even if you just want to give it a go, just try it out once, and if it's not for you, it's not for you. At least you say you gave it a go. It's been something that myself, and I can promise you, a lot of my friends have had therapy or are continuously going to therapy, even if there's not anything necessarily that they're going through right now. It's just nice to speak to other people about. Check out betterhelp.com/fellasmysteries and you'll get 10% off your first month. I personally would recommend therapy to absolutely anyone, and this is something that BetterHelp offers. So it's Fellas Mysteries for your 10% off. Enjoy.
On October 23rd, 1981, Stefano Baldi and his fiancée Susanna Cambi were next. They were due to be married in November 1981. The Monster of Florence seemed to like his previous experiment, as Susanna's pubic area was also missing, as well as part of her thigh. On June 19, 1982, Paolo Minardi and his fiancée Antonella were shot dead as well. This couple were inseparable and were nicknamed Superglue, which was like a prophecy, as they were shot whilst they lay cuddling together. Wilhelm Friedrich Horst Mayer and Jens Ruch were the next couple to be killed on September 19, 1983. They were two traveling German artists who were shot in their car. They were the first male couple to be killed. Claudio Stefanacci and Pia Gilda Rontini were shot as well on July 29, 1984. Rontini, similar to Stefania Pettini, was followed by a man hours before she was murdered. Her pelvic region and left breast were removed. The eighth and final couple to be shot dead were Jean Mikel and Nadine Morio on September 7, 1985. Their bodies took so long to find that Mario's breast was cut off and sent to the state prosecutor Silver Cella Monica as a challenge to find their bodies.
I think for me, the weirdest part about this is how things just almost get a little bit more gruesome as it goes on. I mean, he's starting to chop off breasts, take pubic hair, a bit of a thigh, pelvic regions. Like, this is very, like, cultish.
It sounds like he's doing it like he's angry at them, like they shouldn't be doing this, and so...
Yeah,
like, or, that's the kind of vibe I'm getting.
Or is it, yeah, is it something where, I mean, judging by these things, these people are engaging in sexual activity, usually out of marriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially back then, I mean... Maybe there were people that were just angry at people that did things like that. Was this a man that was jealous? He couldn't have someone to share that type of moment
with? Or was he upset they were all sinning? Or...
Yeah.
And you know, one thing as well, like, this is all happening, Lover's Lane, same area, same proximity. Surely, we got to get some eyes on this area after the first few murders.
Yeah.
If it keeps happening, the chances are it's going to happen again.
Yeah. I'm not too sure why the police didn't go, let's deploy a few men for around here. Mm. And, well, I don't know if a lot of this was public. If it is, if I was a couple and I had caught wind that this sort of stuff was happening around a certain area, I'm not going there.
It seemed to be like once a year, 1985, 1984, 83, 82, 81. It's like he would wait, like he got it out of his system kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And but eventually
it was a yearly ritual.
He could only hang on for 8 to 12, 14 months and then he would come back around, wait for his opportunity and go. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Is he getting his fix? Does he feel like he's sacrificing these people once a year to set things right? There's probably a lot of like psychological things going on, but you're right, because there are that year gap almost between each one.
Yeah. Well, some of them are different though. Like, there's one here that happened on June 6, 1981, and one on October 23rd, 1981. So it's hard to predict the pattern here. And that's why I don't work in the FBI.
Yeah, and you're here on the Fellas Mystery to solve it right now. But Seriously, I feel like there has to be something that ties them all together.
Yeah.
Or is it really just like, oh, this is a couple, it's coming up to that time of year, I'm going to strike.
Well, let's continue and find out. Five men had been accused and incarcerated for the murders, but all were eventually released as another murder had occurred during their captivity. An anonymous tip led to the arrest of farmer Pietro Paciani in 1994. He was convicted of 6 of the 8 murders and for the murder and rape of his 2 daughters. He was also accused of a murder of another man who had been with his lover. However, in 1996, his conviction was overturned on the basis of poor police work and lack of solid evidence. The only piece of evidence was a similar bullet to the one which the Monster of Florence used, which was found in his garden. Subsequently, he died of a heart attack in 1998 at the age of 73. Prosecutors on the case began believing that he didn't work alone, and rather had the help of his friends Mario Vanni and Giancarlo Lotti. Lotti had confessed, saying that a doctor had hired Pietro Paciani to kill these people and collect the pubic areas for him, and also told the court as a surprise witness that he had seen Vanni and Paciani commit the murders. However, after several interviews, he started incriminating himself more and more. They both received life imprisonment, but many have criticized these sentences. The police raided Giampiero's house in 1980 and found numerous newspaper clippings and similar bullets which had been used in the killings.
Let's be honest, the police have had an absolute nightmare here.
Shock.
It always, with these unsolved cases, there always tends to be a bit of a police mess up. But this time, they just keep getting the wrong person. I mean, I've lost count of how many people they've incorrectly incarcerated on this thing. But there is something like kind of, I don't want to say funny about this, but there's something slightly humorous in the fact that we have Giancarlo Lotti here, who was on there and was being interviewed and really was there to say, I seen these two lads do the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually what happened was he was just incriminating himself throughout the entire thing.
Idiot.
Mate, you've had an absolute stinker. Idiot. There. But people, they ended up getting sentenced, right? But people still aren't really entirely convinced that it was them. So we're still here after all this, not convinced of one particular person or even a group of people. I mean, five men had also been accused and incarcerated for the murders. So are we supposed to be looking out here for a group? Is it a group of people that are doing this? Or is it one person?
What do you think? I'm more leaning towards one person.
Me too, man. Because of the year difference.
Yeah, it sounds like it really gives me the idea of like someone fulfilling their urges.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
What if this is a, like we said, more of a cult thing, and instead this is like an initiation? Because what if they go to them, they're like, you want to be part of this? You have to kill a couple and you have to return X, Y, Z.
I mean, that would make sense why there was gaps here and there, because, you know, they initiate only
new
one
members.
Person every so often.
Yeah.
You know, the pattern is a bit weird with the years, because sometimes there was a couple in 1 year, maybe 2 members.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's tough, but we should carry on.
Chief prosecutor on the case claimed it was the work of a satanic cult, which was active in the 70s and 80s in Tuscany. The bodies were used in an unholy ritual and thus the females were mutilated. However, many dismiss these claims as absurd. There are others who argue that the Zodiac Killer and the Monster of Florence are the same person. In 2018, Joe Bevilacqua was mentioned in several Italian newspapers. He spent time in the US Army and then moved to Florence in 1974. An individual named Francesco Amicone had claimed that Joe had partially confessed to him in September 1997. He linked a partial confession to the Zodiac killings and saw the timelines fit. The Zodiac killings stopped at the same time the Monster of Florence's killing started. Similarly, the Zodiac killer had stopped writing for 3 years, which was a time in which Joe was sent to Camp Darby in Italy. Joe couldn't believe these accusations and threatened to sue Francesco if he didn't retract his allegations. However, Joe moved to Italy in 1964 to join the Criminal Investigation Detachment in Italy, and he worked as an undercover detective at the time of the murders. Either way, Francesco had convinced the authorities so much that they asked Joe for a DNA sample in 2020 to completely clear his name. No tests have been revealed yet.
So here it is. This is a super exciting theory here. And it is the fact that actually the Monster of Florence never really existed. And the whole time it was actually the Zodiac Killer. What do you think about this, Chip? Because we've spoken here about the timings really do seem to fit in quite nicely.
Yeah, like, you know, the Zodiac killings stop. And then the Monster of Florence killings start. I mean, it could just be a coincidence. There's a million coincidences. The coincidences every day. And this Francesco, he's, you know, he's convinced that the Joe is Zodiac Killer and the Monster of Florence. And he's saying that Joe has partially confessed to him. However, we're just going off Francesco's word here. Where is Joe's confession on tape?
Yeah.
Have we got it? Can we see it?
That's true, but what is so interesting about this, and I don't know why it hasn't been released yet, but was the fact that they asked Joe for DNA, a sample, to completely clear his name. And still to this day, no tests have been revealed yet. So, one, do they have the sample? Was it given over? And then second of all, if it has, why haven't they come out just to almost clear it? Clear your name, Joe.
Yeah, I feel like if it wasn't him, they'd just come out and be like, apologies, it's not him. Another thing as well, the Zodiac, obviously known for his letters and his writing and stuff, that stopped as Joe was sent away to Italy.
Yeah.
That's obviously another coincidence, but you know what I mean?
Would this Zodiac killer still continue to do the letters and things like that with these murders? Because in these murders, that isn't, it's not spoken about. There's no letter, it's different.
Well, he would be sending the letters from Italy this time to an American newspaper company, publisher.
Do you think it would just be too obvious
that
at that point?
I think that would completely ruin everything that he's built up. It would be like, oh, look, this letter's come from Italy.
But he still has this urge.
But he's still got it.
And he's doing it every
year. So he becomes the Monster of Florence.
Wow. I mean, look, and let me know, guys. What do you think?
Killer, he killed couples as well. It's not off the cards, I don't think.
What do you think, Chip? Where are you leaning towards here? Do you think the Monster of Florence was his own person? Or a cult of people? Or do you actually think it was the Zodiac Killer?
I like to think it was the Zodiac Killer because it's fun, you know? It's a fun theory. Yeah. It probably wasn't, you know.
Because we really don't have enough evidence here.
This would be one of the
maddest,
greatest serial killers of all time.
I don't want to say
greatest in the sense of, what you did is so great, but this would be one of the way he's not got caught.
Yeah.
And he's incredible. Two serial killers.
Really. There's levels.
Hard to comprehend.
Levels have been set.
It's a level above everyone else, that's for sure. I don't think that's possible.
So what do you want to lean towards here? Do you think this is one person that is going through with this? Do you think it's a group of people that are part of this cult? Or you said you don't think it's Zodiac Killer.
I think it's one guy because some of the killings are a little bit messed up, removing the pubic hair, doing that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that could be an initiation thing. No, I'm going with one guy. I think I'm a serial killer.
There we go. You've heard it from Chip there. Guys, let us know down below. What do you think about this case? I think it's very interesting. And I love the fact that the possibility of it being the Zodiac Killer is still there. What do you guys think? Do you think there's something that we've missed here that should just completely rule out the Zodiac Killer? Let us know down below. If you guys are just listening to this over on the audio platforms, make sure you head on over and subscribe. Also, make sure you're following us on our audio platforms if you are watching this. We hope you guys have enjoyed this one. And of course, we will see you next Monday for another Fellas Mystery.